We are confident that Bundick and Smith are responsible for the majority of the fires set since November 12th of last year.
Corinne Geller with the Virginia State Police was talking about Charles Smith and his girlfriend, Tanya Bundick. The two are suspected of setting fire to dozens of abandoned houses and buildings in Accomack County over the past several months. David Poole joins us. He's with the Virginia Public Access Project.
Bill McKelway, a veteran reporter with the Richmond Times-Dispatch, was out on the Eastern Shore when the arrest was made. A couple of local folks, one gentleman who has a history of mental and legal problems, but also was a ranking member in one of the local volunteer fire department. He and his companion were arrested on April Fool's Day.
And David, there was some old-fashioned police work involved here.
The state police, who had quite a presence in the Eastern Shore, in Accomack County, there had been over 77 arsons this winter, mainly unoccupied, abandoned structures, which in the Eastern Shore, there's very many of these. The state police had a particular house near the road under surveillance, an old Plymouth minivan with a rejected inspection sticker and bald tires came down the road. Someone got out of the van, ran to a nearby home. The troopers observed the flicker of a flame inside the rear of the house, and then the person ran back into the van, and the two occupants were arrested.
There's no word yet on a possible motive for those arsons. Another story from Eastern Virginia is about reports of a threat of violence at the College of William and Mary. The news went nationwide, but the story wasn't quite true. Rusty Carter wrote about it in the Virginia Gazette. David, what happened?
It turns out that somebody in the law library at the College of William and Mary found a piece of paper, and on it went Plan A, kill 400 people. Of course, in these days, raised some concern. The school sent out an email late on a Monday to try to let people know that this was found, and it found its way to a blog, the Huffington Post and the Washington Post, all of which made it sound like College of William Mary Law School was on high lockdown alert.
Well, how did that paper with those words on it end up in the library?
The paper was part of a mediation class where law students were presented with a range of scenarios in a public health outbreak of, if you take this action, X number of people will die. This action, another number of people will die. And they were trying to work their way through that as a part of a mediation exercise.
And it's one more lesson in how quickly the internet can amplify a minor occurrence.
Exactly right. One blog led to a newspaper blog. It spreads virally very fast. In cases where there are things that are going on that need to be known, it's an amazing thing. But when something like this happens, it's a misunderstanding, things can get out of proportion really fast.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You'll find their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the state at the VA News link on vpap.org. I'm Fred Eccles.